You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The number of children in Central New York who need foster parents far exceeds those willing to open their hearts and homes on a temporary or perhaps permanent basis. As National Foster Care Month winds down, WAER Scott Willis has this story on one family that's grown after realizing the struggle to find homes for children in need.
For most foster parents like Kelly Ellis of DeWitt, the path isn't always direct or entirely clear.
It was quite the journey to become a foster parent. It's not like we got married and said, let's be foster parents. No, it didn't really work out that way.
She and her husband, Todd, were originally looking to adopt children from Haiti, but the earthquake there in 2010 closed off that option. Then, almost by chance, she found another path. Foster care.
And I was like, yeah, this makes sense. Let's help out the kids in our own community. There's so many kids. And I didn't realize at the time what a strong need there was for good foster homes in our community.
At any given point in time, we may have around 83 families that can take children. The number of children kind of hovers around 370 to 375.
That's Molly Pritchard, a home-finding specialist for Onondaga County through Hillside Children's Center. She says the need has always been there, but the number of available foster parents is a bit lower than usual, and the number of children in the county's care has inched up. Pritchard says they have been certifying more relatives or family friends in recent years.
Foster families may not get a call as quickly, but we still very much need them. We'd like them to stay with their relative once they're certified, but certainly if things aren't working, that child might still need to come into a foster home.
The need extends beyond Onondaga County. Megan Bedour is the home finding, intake, and visitation coordinator for the Children's Home of Jefferson County. They also work with children and families in Lewis, Oswego, and Oneida counties. She encourages families to see what might fit their lifestyle. Maybe it's a short-term arrangement.
May just be able to help us out when we have a crisis placement for a couple days or when we have a planned respite in which the foster parents might be needing some time to themselves to take care of some personal matters. Maybe they had prior arrangements out of town.
Bedour says longer-term care is also needed. She says the opioid epidemic might mean extended or even permanent stays.
Depending on how long that parent is put into rehab, you know, you could be looking at a six-month stint, you could be looking at a year-long stint, and then following that, you might be looking at another 6 months or another year on top of that before the parent is actually reunified with their child.
She says reunification is always the ultimate goal, no matter the circumstances, and they're successful about 50% of the time. Kelly Ellis says substance abuse wasn't a major factor among the biological parents of the children she and her husband cared for, but she does know the uncertainty that comes with not knowing if or when a child may leave their care. That was the case with their now 7-year-old twin girls.
After a couple years of foster parenting them, the mom actually surrendered them to us. And it was a very tough and brave decision on her part. And in the courtroom, right before she went in to surrender, I gave her this big hug and just said, I won't go wrong by you.
On the other hand, Ella says they did know that a boy they cared for from 4 days old was eventually going back to his father. It took almost a year, and they maintained contact with the father the entire time.
Did that stop us from giving him and showering him with love? Absolutely not. He was one of our boys. He was a sweet, sweet baby.
She says of the 5 placements they've had, they've adopted 3 of them, the twins and a now 4-year-old boy. Despite its challenges, Ellis and Onondaga County home finder Molly Pritchard say those who become foster parents just want to be there for children in need.
If you have ever loved a child that is not biologically yours, you got to dig in your heart and find out what you can do, how you can give back.
When I have gone to our annual foster parent appreciation dinner and I talk with the families that have come on board, even with all of their hesitations, I ask, what is the one word that would really convey fostering? And they say joy.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
More information on becoming a foster parent in Onondaga County is at onfostercare.org or 435-3827. The Children's Home of Jefferson County website is nnychildrenshome.com. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.